The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
You know, I had that feeling at one point this past week.
Oh, yeah?
Being surrounded by assholes. Not right now.
Oh, I hope not right now.
We'll get to it in the airing of the grievances in a little bit.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. Nothing makes you want to swear like the day back at work, eh?
Oh, yeah.
This past week was really weird because with the holiday, Tuesday felt like Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in my line of work and a lot of lines of work, unless you work for the government, Having a 3-day weekend just means you cram 5 days a week into five days of work into four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, great. Now I got to work twice as fast to get all this shit done.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a weird... Yeah, last week was just kind of a weird drag-ass day. Coming up on the show today, we've got some small-town news. Speak Out is back.
Gosh, so awesome.
People are upset.
Uh-oh.
Plus another Florida corner for you. How do you know when you have hired someone that's wrong for the job?
Only after it's too late.
Well, sometimes it's, oh, hey, what's going on? I just got an error message. RoyalTemper.com says your computer has been blocked. Well, eat me. Yeah, I'm not calling any of this. Ha ha! Well, this is good times.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I may have a grievance right now.
Uh-oh.
With this whole thing. Alright, we gotta do this. Let's see. Oh, good. It's going to be one of those. There we go. Finally got out of the browser. God. God damn it. I don't know what royaltemper.com is, but it can go fuck itself.
Fuck it.
It's like, what is going on?
What a fucking asshole. You fucking asshole.
I had something very different to talk about.
Well, we want to still hear that. You get two grievances. You can have mine this week.
The worst thing is there was something specific that we were going to play right off the top here. And now I have to go back and I have to cue the whole goddamn thing back up again. And it's just irritating as hell, is what I'm saying. We'll see if it pops up in this whole thing here. Let it queue up and we'll roll through. Because there's going to be an ad at the beginning. We'll have to wait through that again.
Right. Stupid ads.
Stupid fucking internet. God damn it.
Jeez.
What's going on? Oh, no. Here it is.
She wants to go home. It's Friday night. Yeah. So
here's the deal. This girl, who looks to be about 12... maybe 13, has had a tooth removed. And sometimes when you have the happy juice, you say things that you might be inappropriate. Mm-hmm. This girl is no exception, so take a listen to what she had to say.
I'm joking.
No, you're not joking. No, listen to
I'm
me.
I'm joking.
No, come on.
I'm choking on a big, fat, black dick.
No!
She's choking on a big black dick.
Wow.
You said she's 12?
She looks to be about 12, 13.
Wow.
Let's take a listen again.
She wants to go home. It's Friday night.
Yeah. I'm choking.
No, you're not choking. No, listen to
I'm
me.
I'm choking.
No, come on.
I'm choking on a big, fat, black dick.
No. No.
BBC,
no.
Big black pop.
No, well, you need to quit talking because your dick keeps bleeding.
Ah, you're hurting me.
Oh.
You gotta get away from her. She's scaring me.
Now she's pushing back in her wheelchair, away from her mother.
Who are you, crazy lady? I'm gonna call 911.
Why? We gotta get in the car.
No, I'm gonna go to 911. You're stealing.
I'm not. I'm trying to put you in the car.
You're
no,
me.
In my car.
Oh, you're stealing me away. I don't want
put
you.
Put the brakes on.
No, 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 no.
Oh, man.
Roll
She's going to get in a car with you.
I can't. I have to talk. Hey, but I'm going to come help you tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to come to my new apartment?
Yeah, I'll come. Yeah. You have to text me the address.
Okay.
So sweet.
Okay. Can you help me? Mason, can you get it in the
car? My favorite friend in the whole wide world.
Okay. Sit your butt in.
I need to take a toilet.
Okay. She can talk to you. I need you to sit down.
No, I got to take it right now.
Okay. Your mouth?
I'll come over tomorrow.
It's touching my tit. It's grabbing all of my tit.
Okay.
I'm crazy. This lady is abusing me. Hey, 911.
Just a tip for the future, this girl should not drink.
No.
Do not drink when you go off to college, girl. It'd be bad times.
Big, talking about a big black cock.
Big fat black cock.
Oh my God.
BBC.
Wow. She starts chanting BBC. What is going on at that girl's junior high? I need to know. What is going on at her junior... Oh, I know what's going on at her junior high.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right, Kareem, you said you had two. Hit me.
Fuck Lena Dunham.
Oh, I... Ooh, and the other one, too?
And Amy Schumer.
Oh.
I read this article.
And all this, and this is part of what my little rant was earlier. I'm so fucking tired of this bullshit. So you're going to go to a party... Odell Beckham Jr. didn't pay attention to you, so all of a sudden it's his fault that he didn't pay a fucking attention to you. Maybe he like most black people, didn't know who the fuck you were. You think about that?
Well, I think most black people know who Amy Schumer is.
No, Lena Dunham.
Oh, yeah.
Lena Dunham was at a party with sitting next to him at the Met Gala.
Well, she's a very mediocre-looking white chick with a big fat ass, so she would obviously assume that all black guys knew who she was.
Yeah, no. No. So that's part of my where my little rant came from earlier.
Oh, from the previous show.
From the previous show, yes. But I'm tired of this shit. Like, look, if you don't want us to pay attention to you, then you want us to pay attention to you. If we don't pay attention to you, then we're assholes for not paying attention to you. Make up your fucking mind. What do you want?
Lena Dunham, I think, wants everything.
And then who, the dude who put her on television, need his ass kicked.
Well, she has apologized, Kareem.
I don't care. It's too late. He needs, what is that guy's name? He needs to be fucked with a bunch of dildos.
Which guy is that? Jason?
Oh, it's Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow. Yes.
No, Judd Apatow's done some good stuff. I don't know, man. He brought a lot of people into...
His wife needs to put on a strap-on on him tonight and not put any lube on.
I mean, that's what happens between him and his wife. That's their, you know, that's their thing.
For the rest of us. I cannot believe that she has a show. And it's a horrible show. And that show shows you how crazy they are.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely does. Bitches be crazy.
Well, so Huffington Post Black Voices, a headline, the way Lena Dunham talks about black men is peak white entitlement. Is that pretty much dead on, Kareem?
Yes.
It's interesting because a lot of times that happens from the most liberal and enlightened of people.
Oh, God, I hate those people. I was just talking about those people on Thursday. No, yeah. Friday I was talking about those people. Because they think that they're not racist. But no, you're racist. You're the people that... Those are Jason's neighbors that'll call the cops on their black neighbors because they're having a barbecue too late or too loud.
Oh, my neighbors better not call the cops on me for having too loud a barbecue.
Yeah, so here's what you're talking about. She implied on Twitter that Odell Beckham Jr. ignored her at an event because she wasn't fuckable. But it's not the first time she's jumped to conclusions about the inner thoughts and intentions of famous black men. Consider the snippet from a 2013 interview she did with Vulture. She laments missed opportunities to connect with Drake after he presumably ignored the chance for a one-on-one conversation for her interview magazine. Saying, I didn't expect Drake to care, although I know Drake has a crush on Kat Dennings. That's his type. I had a real moment with him, and it wasn't reciprocated. But if I run into him now, I'm going to be nice.
Get out your own head.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess that's the thing that somebody thinks that, like, maybe you just don't care. Like, you just you saw an episode of your show and you was not impressed. Well,
here's what people, the mistake that a lot of people make. You start to think that everything is about you. And you start to obsess over, well, this didn't happen or this did happen. What did they mean toward me about that? And usually, they didn't mean anything because they didn't have a friggin' clue one way or another. So stop internalizing everything and start looking around and going, you know, maybe it wasn't about me. Maybe Odell Beckham Jr. was distracted by something else. Maybe he has a fan who's got cancer and he's thinking about them.
Well, it's
maybe I could have. Hey, I sat next to him. Maybe I could have started a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I mean, like it's just the whole idea. It's, I guess in one sense, it's similar to the, you know, people that get upset about the Black Lives Movement and protesting the way that, you know, blocking freeways and stuff like that. And then like when somebody just sits down and doesn't say anything, you know, complaining about that, you know, like, I don't like it if you do this, but no, I don't want you to sit down and do nothing either, yeah. You know, when you're making a protest statement. So for her to be like, if you came on to her, like, we would have all heard about how a black man tried to come on to her because she has a fat ass. You know what I mean? Like, it would have been another story. It would have been something else that he was fucked if he didn't, and he was fucked if he did. And, like, and he didn't even have any say in it. And I guess that's the thing that's the worst about it. Like, and it was just out there.
Yeah, that's the crazy part is that he probably had no clue. he probably woke up that morning and was like, what the fuck? Like, who is this chick?
Yeah.
He got full Cosby'd.
Yeah. It's like, what? I don't even know. He's like, I don't even remember this chick. And then somebody showed her a picture. He's like, oh, her?
All I know is something terrible happened to me, but I don't remember any of it. Got the full Cosby effect. Oh.
Oh, my God.
All right. So I'm going to tell you what pissed me off this week.
I can't wait.
So Leslie and I were out on Sunday. And we were wandering around. We went to a few different places, had a few drinks. And I was a little tipsy, and we went to the Rind, which, if you're unfamiliar, is a nice little place that does wine and cheese, and it has beers and stuff like that. And we were sitting there, and I was on my phone a lot. But the last place we were at, I wasn't on my phone at all. And we walked around, whatever else. We ended up back at the hotel. And she then brings up to me, she goes, you know what the people at the table at the next table over said? And I said, no, I have no idea what the people at the next table over said when I got up to go to the men's room. She goes, they're like, that guy's on his phone a lot, isn't he? So my grievance is with the people at the next fucking table over, because you don't fucking know anything except for the very short amount of time your nosy motherfucking ass has sat across a little divide from us. You don't know about the past 6 hours, the past 6 days. You don't know if I was a fucking surgeon on call. You don't know if I was an IT guy keeping the goddamn grid up. You don't know a fucking thing. But you'd felt the need to say something shitty like that. And what do you gain from it? What's the best case scenario?
Goddamn Lena Dunham's.
What is the best case scenario from that comment? The best case scenario is it gets laughed off. But in most cases, what happens when somebody says something like that to a lady, she starts to think about it and starts to wonder. And you've put this thing in her head to make her go either have to defend behavior that doesn't need to be defended, or at the very least, she's going to start thinking about it. Oh, yeah, he really is on his phone a lot. I don't know if that's fair, if that's right. And it's not just this instance. What the fuck do you stand to gain? People across the little divide of space between my table and your table. What's your end game? What's your end game? How are you making the world a better place, you fucking hero? What is it? What's the goal? So let me tell you this. Let me just tell you this. If you're the people at the next fucking table, shut the fuck up and mind your own fucking business. Because your little comment doesn't help anybody. All it does is serve to hurt, inflict emotional harm, and make you feel like you're superior. Fuck you, people at the next table.
Stop causing problems in other people's relationships because you ain't got one.
Yeah. And, oh, we're friends. Oh, we were just laughing and spending time with our friends. Ah, fuck you. Fuck you.
Nate, you keep saying it's me, and I feel really bad right now.
Jason, would you ever, if somebody got up to go to the bathroom, go, hey, that person's on their phone a lot? It wasn't like I was, it wasn't, okay. Now, if I would have been at the table saying horribly demeaning things,
yeah,
maybe yeah. You say something.
Yeah.
Maybe you say something.
I wouldn't say anything about some guy. I mean, who am I to say anything about? So I, unless a guy's like saying the N word and being like, or like talking, like being misogynistic. Like, yeah, like you said, being like weird. Like something kind of like everybody's on their phones all the time. Like you could look around a place and make the comment like, man, it seems like everybody's on their phone a lot.
What do you stand to gain by making that comment to a complete stranger? What's the game? What's the end game? What's the end game? Other than you want to make yourself feel better about yourself. Oh, look, we sat down here and none of us took out our phones for the whole time we were here. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, you foursome of assholes. Fuck you.
Yeah, fucking hipsters.
And if you know four fuckers who were at the Rind on Sunday night, tell them to go fuck themselves.
Do you think I might?
You might.
Really?
No, I don't think you know that.
Because I don't know people that are assholes.
You'd be surprised. I bet you do.
Maybe.
I bet you know some people that are colossal assholes.
Yeah.
Like reamed out with a giant dildo poking out assholes.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's entirely. We all do.
Yeah, we have assholes.
All right. Feels better. When I mentioned to Leslie I was going to do this, she's like, no, don't do that. I go, yes.
Yeah, do it.
Yes, I'm going to. Because it's not, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. The fact of the matter is you don't fucking know. You don't know me. You don't know the circumstance. You don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And all you're doing, it's the, I'm a hero people. Mm-hmm. The people who went and hashtagged something on Twitter and felt like they made a fucking difference. Fuck you. Fuck you. And I don't care if it was a racially diverse group of people that were da 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 da. Fuck you. Fuck you. All of you.
Get your nosy ass down.
Mm-hmm. Kareem knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what you're talking about.
Did you have anything else? Any other grievances that needed to be aired? Are we good? Yours was strong.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And not Donald Trump, but the people who are considering voting for Donald Trump.
All right.
What the fuck is wrong with you? We all know who that guy is. We all know the guy who's the asshole who says everything that's on his mind. That's the guy that usually gets you kicked out of the club because you got into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy who fucks up your hookup somewhere because they're like, yeah, you can't come here without, you can't bring that motherfucker back here. What happened to our education system to the point where you actually think that this motherfucker is qualified to be president? The fact that he can't even... I am more qualified to be president than this dude is. I know the issues better than this guy does. And that's a damn shame that he is a step away from being president.
He's a coin flip away.
He's a coin flip away from being president. And I am more informed on world issues and the way the country actually runs than he is. So, white people, pull your heads out your asses. And a couple of black people that got your heads up your asses. up his ass. Think about this for a minute. Do you really want to go back to 2007?
When gas was $4.58 a gallon?
When gas was $4.58 a gallon, when everybody was losing their homes, when mm-hmm. people couldn't find jobs.
Right.
This guy's not bringing shit back to America. Those yep. jobs are gone.
All of his, well, and he shipped a lot of them off because the Trump stuff is made in other places.
He makes everything everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He's yes. part of the problem, not part of the solution.
He is part of the problem. When you complain about illegal immigrants, who hires illegal immigrants?
Guys like Trump.
Yeah. What do illegal immigrants usually do?
They either clean or pick crops.
Clean, pick crops, do construction.
Or landscape.
Landscape. Who owns construction companies? Republicans. who owns farms? Republicans. So they're telling you that they're against illegal immigrants while they're bringing those people in to work for them. Get your head out your ass. Who was in charge when the housing market crashed?
Oh, that would be the Republicans.
Republicans. Mm-hmm. Who sent us to a war with a country that had nothing to do with 9/11?
Oh, that would be the Republicans.
Yes.
Although Hillary Clinton did vote for it.
She did vote for it, but the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
You're Republicans. You're voting for people that are fucking you over. What are the? I bet if you look at the 10 worst states for education, child death rate, earnings, they're all run by Republicans. So get your hands out your asses so that you can and stop. You keep talking about black people in the Democratic Party screwing over black people. No. The Republican Party has been fucking you since we got released from slavery because it's been their way of keeping you from looking at them by keep looking down at us. And that has been my last rant for tonight.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
Sing it, Lee!
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Sort of.
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
I thought that appropriate coming out of the last one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this sort of irritated me a little. In Ithaca, New York, most 12-year-olds are starting the 7th grade, while Jeremy Schuler is going to the Ivy League. The 12-year-old academic prodigy who began studying calculus at the age of 7 is beginning his freshman year at Cornell in upstate New York and would become the youngest student ever by 2 full years to earn a diploma from the school if he completes his coursework on schedule. He is the child of Andy and Harry Schuler of Lubbock, Texas. That's not where smart people come from. His mother is a professor of engineering at Texas Tech. Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
And homeschooled her son. By age 10, he was already completing college coursework, having taken and aced 7 advanced placement tests in math and science-related subjects. Schuler enrolled in a Texas Tech program designed to help students complete high school early and graduated with his degree last year. Having dispatched with 12 years of primary and secondary education in 6, college beckoned, so he applied for and was accepted to the Cornell Engineering program, where he has begun taking classes. While this is highly unusual, we feel that with the strong support of his parents and the unusual talents and thirst for knowledge, he'll be able to thrive as an engineering student and take advantage of all that Cornell has to offer. Well, except for the co-eds, because that would be statutory rape. But he's not going to be living this typical college lifestyle. Oh no, his parents moved to Ithaca, New York, and he will continue to live at home with them while he pursues his degree. Historian Corey Earle said the school has a record of several 18-year-olds who completed the undergrad degree, but the school has never had a 16-year-old do so. Schuler said he's excited about the opportunity, saying, "I think I'll really enjoy being at Cornell. I've been preparing for college for a long time." No, you haven't.
Yeah. And, well, a long time is all relative. I mean, for him, it's a long time.
Well, you'd think as an engineering student, he would understand the concept of time.
I mean, to him, it makes sense. 2 years to an 11-year-old is, you know,
I've been doing it for a long time. You haven't had hair on your balls for a long time.
No, yeah. I mean,
any time.
You have no idea what long is yet.
Dong, where is Grandpa's automobile? Sorry, had a 16 candles moment. Meanwhile, a jail guard's been busted for cookie for Nookie scheme.
Sounds amazing.
The corrections officer has been charged with providing a 22-year-old female inmate with homemade chocolate chip cookies in exchange for sexual contact. According to a probable cause affidavit, Abner Kanda, a 58-year-old guard at the county jail in Everett, Washington, engaged in several sexual interactions with an inmate who was identified by the initials CD. The woman told investigators that, quote, I showed him my breasts willingly for some food last May after being released from jail. She returned to the lockup in October and soon had another illicit encounter with the married Kanda, who began working as a corrections officer in 2007. Kanda, the inmate, said, came to her room in mid-November and, quote, kissed me and touched my breasts and also put his hand down my pants and placed his finger on the inside of my vagina. According to the affidavit, on a subsequent occasion, Kanda performed oral sex on CD. So he gave her cookies, and then he ate her cookies. CD said that she decided to tell investigators about her encounters because she felt guilty for doing what I did, adding, I'm ashamed for my actions, and that's why I'm saying something. In light of the claims, detectives spoke with other female inmates, at least two of whom suggested that they had sexual contact with Kanda. One of the women even claimed that she had been, in her words, dating the defendant while an inmate. He was charged with custodial sexual misconduct, which is a felony, for his alleged sexual encounters. He's been on paid administrative leave from his jail post since January. Or people in jail could be lying. Just saying. It's entirely possible. Oh, meanwhile, in Massachusetts,
the campus of Framingham State University. Now, the school did not identify that officer, but Framingham police, who were asked to assist in the investigation, identify him as Wilter Dormeville. FSU's command staff were notified about the incident on Saturday, and as a result of their investigation, that officer was arrested, placed on administrative leave, and banned from the campus. Now, the school released a statement saying that FSU regards the safety of our students, faculty, and staff as paramount in our duty to the university community, and we will continue to hold our officers' conduct to the highest standards. That officer is due to be arraigned in court tomorrow. We're live in Framingham. John Atwater, WCVB News Center 5.
He was charged with a lewd act. His name is Dormeville.
Dormeville.
And he's working at a college?
Officer Dormeville. Officer Dormeville, I'm going to have to ask you to step away from your penis.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what lewd act he was.
They did not say what lewd act it was. I'm sorry.
No.
I know that's been...
It's the detail that I wanted.
That's where the devil is, Jason. There and in Florida.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Oh, boy.
Mm-mm.
I have to show you this guy.
Oh, yes.
Unhappy Easter results in marvelous mugshot of Florida man. There he is, with Hala tattooed across his forehead. His name is Charles Easter. He's 38, and he posed for the mugshot on a Tuesday morning following his arrest for disorderly conduct. Police allege that Easter became unruly while visiting a friend who was being treated in the ER at a Florida hospital. While being escorted from the hospital by a cop, he yelled at the nurse, "Fuck off, you cunt!" And then, in a fit of rage, he maliciously threw coffee over the floor and wall.
Wow.
The complaint, in which lists Easter's address as "at large," notes that he has the words "I bet you won't" inked on his back and teardrops tattooed on his face. He's not originally from Florida. No. He's a Brooklyn native with a lengthy rap sheet. He's been known to wear a pink bikini while performing a sidewalk dance routine in search of gratuities. And who wouldn't tip him?
Man, I can't believe he's only 38. I feel like I'm definitely doing something right in my life.
It's a hard 38, Jason. Yeah.
It's a hard 38, man.
It's a very hard 38.
He looks like Keith Richards should.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, in Florida, sometimes you get the janitor job and sometimes you don't.
Coverage you can count on.
A job promotion may be to blame for a local school custodian being poisoned.
Allender thought that something crazy would ever happen.
Now the coworker accused of spiking the victim's drink is under review.
A Lake County school janitor is out of jail tonight, hours after deputies arrested him for trying to poison his co-worker. Good evening. I'm Martha Sagowski.
And I'm George Estevez. Investigators believe the suspect was jealous of his co-worker's promotion. Channel 9's Ty Russell is live outside Tavares High School where this happened. Ty, the suspect told investigators the victim may have poisoned herself.
And we also learned from that arrest warrant, George, that the two did not get along here at Tavares High where they worked. And the school district told us tonight that the suspect has been reassigned pending the outcome of this investigation. We knocked on the listed home address for Lake County Schools janitor Russell Smith. Nobody answered. We then called the janitor to ask whether he poisoned his co-worker.
You have reached the...
After two rings, it went to voicemail. We also called the victim, and she asked us not to identify her.
I would have never in a thousand years think that an employee would dislike you so to try to kill you.
Lake County deputies told us they believe it was Smith who poisoned her drink after questioning him. The victim says the two have not been on the friendliest of terms and claims Smith was jealous now that she was promoted to head custodian.
We don't agree on something, but you never expected to get to the point where someone would try to poison you or make you sick, whatever the case may be. But it's not the way to work out your differences.
Poisoning someone's never a way to work out your differences, guys.
No. Yeah, it's...
I mean, I know that head custodian gig is pretty sweet. But still.
Oh, man. I will say that when I was doing work with the San Diego Unified School District, that those janitor jobs are pretty good. I mean, if you get in with a big district like that, it's a good job.
Mm-hmm. But still, that's no way to handle your differences.
Okay, I will not do that.
No way to handle them at all. I will not. Thank you. That's all I ask.
Don't drink the rest of your beer.
Meanwhile, Mike Martin has passed away. He was a man of simple tastes. He liked mannequins. And he liked them busty. It's easy to imagine him spending many a happy afternoon in his Beloit, Wisconsin home, smearing resin around their breasts until they puffed to the size of blimps. Now Martin is gone, but his army of buxom mannequins in their flashy party dresses are up for auction. I'm thinking baby gift. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has the touching tale of a man and his hobby, which in this instance means roughly 60 life-sized dolls. 60! He began refurbishing them back in the 90s, stopping only recently once his Alzheimer's made him too sick to continue. That's sad. He died in July, leaving behind his wife, Maxine, two children, and a bunch of busty mannequins. Some people are making fun of it online, but everybody collects something. That's what Rich Rampt of the Beloit Auction and Realty and a longtime neighbor of the Martins said. Whenever he heard there was a mannequin for sale, he'd go get it. They had a small Ford or whatever it was, and he would strap them to the top or put them in the back seat, wherever he could put them. He was a retired electrician. He first got into mannequins after throwing a USO-themed party in the late 90s, for which he clothed a few dummies in period dress to enliven the festive atmosphere. Holy God, look at those things.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what's creepier, the giant mannequin boobs or the face on that one.
Yeah.
But his interest persisted long after the final party guest left, and over time he accrued a collection so massive, no pun intended, it took up much of the plantation-style home, as his daughter Lisa told the Sentinel. Said, "My mom tolerated it. By no stretch of the imagination did she like it." He got up to 10 and told my mom he wasn't going to get any more. Then time went by and he found a couple more, and he found a couple more, and he found a few more. Now, when Martin required a new mannequin, he'd spend 4 or 5 days restoring them, a process which included using a resin called Bondo to enlarge their breasts until they were the size of beach balls. He'd comb estate sales for gowns and accessories and painted details onto their otherwise lifeless faces. His death means the mannequins all need to find new homes. His wife, Maxine, doesn't want them for some reason. Oh, boy. The auction began on August 30th. It's going to continue through September 8th. Prices ranging from $12 to $70. That's a bargain at twice the price. The outfits are also for sale for good luck filling them out like these ladies do. Yeah, and it's from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So this is a real story.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Jason, what sort of hobby will you be having to make people wonder when you're gone?
Oh, man. They'll all be wondering about the fact that I spent so much time doing improv for no reason whatsoever.
It's for the money.
Yeah.
Right?
All the years of practicing and doing shows for a legacy of nothing.
Unappreciative crowds.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
All right, let's head to Plattsburgh, New York.
Ooh.
Home of the Press Republican and Speak Out.
Hmm.
We'll start with a callback from last the yes. last time we heard Speak Out.
Oh my
Out.
God, I can't wait.
I love it when Speak Out becomes an ongoing thing. Hey, instead of bashing the men hanging out at a local store in Ausable Forks, why don't you go over and thank them for answering your fire and ambulance calls, repairing your vehicles and heating system, etc. These are the men that are hanging out having coffee and a bite to eat there. So before you criticize, take a moment to think about these men the next time you may be in need of help.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
I heartily applaud the recent letter to the editor regarding St. Peter's Cemetery. It is a wonderful tribute to those buried there and a fine addition to the appearance of Plattsburgh. Kudos to the cemetery manager.
You know what, that guy? That's the first time. I mean, he probably felt so honored to get that if he reads the paper.
Sure. Well, everybody has to, right? There are more than 2 billion plus mobile heating units traveling the planet 24/7 by land, sea, and air. Nowhere on Earth are they tax exempt. That may be more pollution than all other factors combined. But no one will address this issue. Why? Because of the money involved and the number of people regulating fossil fuels whose lives would be impacted. I'm not quite sure what any of that is.
Is he talking about like heaters in your house that are using electricity, or is he
talking about cars, planes, and boats?
Oh, is that what he is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, several weeks ago, after dark, a large airplane flew 7 times at a very low altitude over our neighborhood in the city. My neighbor was so frightened she left her house. The airport had no one to answer the phone, and none of the news agencies or police knew what was going on. As far as I know, it's an unresolved and frightening incident.
Airplane landed at the airport, right? I mean, like...
I like the fact that there was no one at the airport to answer the phone. And finally, in Speak Out, there is a store that needs to stop allowing their wasted/strung-out family member to work the register. They don't appear to tolerate that behavior from the regular staff, yet continually enable this person by turning a blind eye to their behavior.
So, it sounds like another employee is upset and called the Speak Out.
It's entirely possible, but we'll never know.
We'll never know
what the real answer is.
We should write a letter in, like, saying, like, hey, we really love our family member.
You know, it's really funny. Becca tried for the longest time to get a letter and Speak Out. Denied every time.
Wow.
They're smarter than you think.
Wow.
They're not gonna have some interloper from California come in and be able to tell them what to complain about. that just won't do. Oh, good God.
Gosh darn it.
Before Jason breaks the thing.
Sorry. Trying to hurt people.
I just lifted my hand up. I'm sorry.
Banged into Kareem's boom arm there. It's how people lose an eye.
Trying to put my eye out.
Yeah, that's what you get.
That's all.
There's white people.
Stop exercising your white privilege, okay?
I know, sorry.
Damn, just for fire.
That's me.
Alrighty, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you for downloading and listening and telling a friend about it if you've been doing that, because that's a very nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Share the gift of free comedy. That's what everybody should do.
Just share it.
Yeah.
Share it.
I almost, it sounded like a weird inhale there.
It kind of was.
Just share
it. Share it.
I see. Alright, everybody, we'll see you back here on Wednesday with a radio-friendly episode. Until then, enjoy Bleachers. This is I Want to Get Better on the Nate Darling Show.
this dream where she was trying to show me how a life could move from the darkness. She said to get better, so I put a bullet where I should have put a helmet, and I crashed my car cause I wanna get carried away. That's why I'm standing on the overpass screaming at myself, hey, I wanna get better.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.